is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire, and I want to wish you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you read the Bible, especially many of the chapters in the New Testament written by Paul and so forth, Paul will often write an epistle or a letter to the church in which he'll say something like, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or some variation of that. And what's interesting about that, that when I began to read the Bible initially, first I thought it was kind of like weird. And then I said to myself, it's not weird. What Paul is saying is not weird. It's a distinguishing mark that separates his letter from any other letter or communication. In other words, let's say you worked high up under White House, or you worked high up in national security, or high up in the intelligence agency field. And I would imagine that different communications, obviously, would have different levels of classification, and they would be marked as such. So, even though if you accidentally received confidential or top secret, you know, information, you're still given a warning because it's against the law. And it's not that they don't know that a bad guy is going to read it anyway. A bad guy is going to read it anyway and sell it or exploit it for terrible purposes. They know that, of course. But that warning is addressed to a lot of people who are sitting on the fence and who may be law-abiding people. So they're given a warning. They're given a heads up that you're not supposed to read this. It's illegal for you to read this. Now, it's not because they're trying to keep something from you. That's not the purpose of it. They're trying to prevent you. I'm laughing here because it's kind of blunt. They're trying to prevent you from dying. Let's say, hypothetically, you received a top secret clearance email that contained, this is hypothetical, obviously, and the reason I'm saying that is because in the day and world that we live in, it is now the norm in our satellite communications, our email communications, and all our electronic communications have been, despite what what's-his-name said when he was testifying before Congress, they're all reviewed. They're all spied upon. And the head of the NSA, and I had to laugh, you know, because, I mean, what else did you expect him to say? He can't come out and admit the obvious, because there are very delicate negotiations going on with hostile powers and friendly powers. And those hostile negotiations, if he were to openly tell the truth, and I'm not trying to justify a government lying, that's not my intention here, but if he was to openly tell the truth, yes, we are spying on you, all of you, well, that could create a mini apocalypse in terms of problems. Not that in 99% of the cases, these foreign powers already know we're spying on, as they're spying on us. I mean, the day the internet was created, and as far as I know, Al Gore had nothing to do, and this is not a put down on Al Gore, it's just a commentary on historical fact or fiction. By the way, do you recall seeing a fact check or fact checker call Al Gore into accountability when he claimed to be the inventor and creator of the internet? I don't recall seeing that. Now, isn't that interesting? It's interesting because if Al Gore was a conservative and he claimed to have invented the internet or created the internet, the fact checkers and the billionaires that fund them would have jumped all over him and accused him of being a liar and a sociopath and everything else. So Al Gore did not invent the internet. That is a historical fact. Every single one of us from the time of birth up until now, we are all walking, moving, and thinking in a very specific mathematical electromagnetic frequency or EMF state. So if they want to spy on us from outer space with satellites, the way they can lock into us, and they've known this for 30 years, the way they can lock into us is they know that every man and woman radiates a different EMF state. So they lock in on your unique EMF signature. That's number one. And it can be done through satellites because we now have entered the days of the computer to brain wireless interface. We're there. We've entered the world of synthetic mental telepathy using electromagnetic frequencies. We're there. When an athlete, an Olympic athlete who's a winner, a gold medal winner, a silver medal winner, a bronze medal winner, when you study them and ask yourself the question, how is it that they can hyperfocus and superfocus? How is it that they can turn on so much enormous biological, psychological power in order to win those gold medals? What makes them different than all the other athletes? And when our scientists study them, we see there's a multiplicity of factors that causes them to be super athletes. And one is they know how to, either intuitively, innately, or methodically and strategically, they know how to change their EMF, electromagnetic frequency state. And they know how to enter into the electromagnetic frequency state that produces peak performance. So they become the fastest, the strongest, the clearest thinker in any competition. This is important because you see, the modern military, modern science, entrepreneurs, all of these people throughout the centuries have learned one way or another how to tap into peak performance modalities. So, you see, if we're going to win the world for Jesus Christ, if we're going to produce everything that God wants us to produce or create, if we're going to transform individuals, we have to transform ourselves first. If we're going to win the greatest battle in the history of the world for mankind, if we're going to win that battle, we cannot fight it with weapons of the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s. Like it or not, shake, rattle, and roll, we are living in a world of science fiction, technology, consciousness, artificial intelligence, and so on and so forth. That's where we are. You know, we're deep into the brave new world. Thank God. I thank God every day of my life that I was a heavy-duty science fiction book reader and a heavy-duty science book reader. And it was a big relief to me recently when I found out that Elon Musk, the creator of the Tesla car and the computerized AI driving system, and now he started a new company called Neuralink, in which they're going to incorporate a biochip implant into the human brain. Now, all of that would be intimidating to me, except I grew up in reading science fiction books and reading science where this kind of stuff was talked about all the time. So I was not like programmed to be frightened about the future. I was programmed to be optimistic about the future. So if we're going to win the greatest battle in the world for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world, then we need to wake up spiritually. That's called revival. And we need to be cutting edge, not only spiritually, but intellectually, scientifically, and we needed to be operating at our full potentials. Because this little house on the prairie mentality that is in the evangelical church just is not going to cut it. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Jesus Christ understood reality, evangelism, and everything on a quantum level. Jesus Christ understood not only the laws of miracles, he knew how to operate in supernatural signs and wonders. He was not a false teacher. He was true to the Word of God because he was the Word of God. So, as Christians, our job is to win the world for Jesus Christ. As American Christians, we're supposed to be turning this nation around for Jesus Christ. The goal of Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church is not to lose, but to win the war, like Joshua and Caleb. By our perception being renewed, we can give the Lord a good report and tell the Lord that we are well able to take the land. And we can walk in that consciousness and live in that consciousness. And we will. We are. There are millions of people on planet Earth right now that, without any fanfare, are walking out of the realm or consciousness of Little House on the Prairie. And they are beginning to take up wings as eagles. They're beginning to run and not be weary and walk and not faint through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember this, that God has given us the mind of Christ. We're supposed to use it and by faith make it operational. We have the mind of Christ. Therefore, we can win the battle. Number two is, by faith, every believer in Jesus Christ is supposed to be clothed with power from on high. So when we are operating in the spiritual battlefield with power from on high, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, when we're clothed with power from on high and functioning in a fully operational mind of Christ, then nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. And there's no reason for us to be frightened or intimidated. Just because a bunch of billionaires are plotting to bring in a new world order, just because a bunch of international banking families like Brzezinski and others are using the latest computer technology to create a worldwide grid of mass surveillance and the Internet of Things, just because they're spying on us through our DNA, spying on us through every electronic or computer device imaginable, just because these evil and horrendous acts are multiplying, and just because it appears from a one-dimensional perspective that we're losing the battle, we need to immediately reject that as a lie, because it is a lie. And we need to immediately re-embrace and re-hook ourselves up to what Francis Schaeffer called true truth or final reality. And that simply means that we operate the Great Commission. We operate in terms of saving souls, making disciples, winning people to Jesus Christ. We operate not on the basis of a fear-based consciousness demonstrated by the 10 spies who freaked out when they were charged by God to spy out the land of Canaan. We don't operate in the consciousness of the freaked out spies who were spying out the land of Canaan. That's not our state of consciousness. Our state of consciousness, by choice, by deliberation, by intentionality, must be a commitment to, by faith, activate the mind of Christ and walk in it. We must do exactly what God commanded us to do in this great spiritual battle, and that is, we must, by faith, utilize and operate our perception abilities in the way that God wants us to, which means we walk around completely absent of fear. Fear is non-existent in our consciousness, our ministries, our lives, and our families. Fear is gone. It fell through a black hole into another dimension. We are people that are fearless. Do you understand that? We need to embrace that by faith. We are people that are fearless. And so, we are people that hear the Lord and obey the Lord. The Lord sent out initially 10 spies into the land of Canaan who completely freaked out, and their perception was off kilter, and they saw themselves as grasshoppers and powerless in the eyes of these so-called giants, and they falsely believed they were doomed and they were going to be slaughtered. That is not the mind of Christ, and that is not a faith-based perception. So when they came back and they checked out the battlefield from a completely false perspective, when they came back, they gave the Lord an evil report. They told the Lord that the giants in the land were stronger and more powerful than they were, and that they were real giants in the land, and that as the spies of God, they were doomed to death and destruction. Their fate was sealed. That's what they believed. So they came back to God and offered the Lord what the Bible calls an evil report. It was an evil report because it was based on fear and not faith in God's word, which changes our state of consciousness. So, when they came back, God wanted to shut down this pandemic of fear. And so what God did was told the 10 spies to shut up, or whatever words he used. They were stern words. He told the 10 spies to shut up, and then he specifically called Joshua and Caleb to go into the land of Canaan, or the promised land, and spy it out and check it out and come back with an accurate military intelligence report of exactly what was going on in the land of Canaan, or the promised land. So Joshua and Caleb obeyed God, and they went into Canaan, or the promised land. But because they were going in with the mind of Christ and the Spirit of God, when Joshua and Caleb perceived the so-called giants in the land of Canaan, what happened was a miracle of perception. In this miracle of perception, Joshua and Caleb and those that were with them began to perceive the giants as grasshoppers that were weak, frightened, and easily to be defeated. That's what happened. It was a transformational perception miracle. And then, because this transformational perceptional miracle actually had the ability to not only change consciousness, but it changed, it bended the reality in their favor. In other words, this is critical to understand. Consciousness and quantum physics teaches us that God's people, you and I, have the supernatural power to bend reality based on our perception. We have the power to bend and shape reality. Another word for that is we have the power to reconfigure reality. Reshape it. That's what witchcraft is, but witchcraft is a theft of biblical dunamis power. Witchcraft is a counterfeit. The dunamis power of the Holy Spirit's the real thing. So what happened was Joshua and Caleb checked out the land. A supernatural transformation occurred in reality due to the change in the electromagnetic frequency that they were walking in, which bended reality. And Joshua and Caleb looked at the so-called giants, and all of a sudden they began to perceive them as grasshoppers, puny, weak grasshoppers filled with fear. And they knew instantly in their spirit man that they were well able to take the land. They knew instantly in their spirit man, because their reality had changed, that the giants were nothing more in real reality than grasshoppers. And they were powerless, weaklings. So they saw the giants as grasshoppers, and they now saw themselves as mighty warriors of God that were filled with the supernatural power of God, and they saw themselves as authentic, supernaturally infused giants. They saw themselves as the true mighty men of God, and they were now filled with power from on high, and they were ready to invade fully the land of Canaan, the promised land, and they had the power and the mindset to overwhelm the enemy with overwhelming force based on a transformation in their perception, which reconfigured their reality. Wow, man, this is heavy stuff, but it's all true. So they just by walking in faith, they reconfigured reality. And when they reconfigured reality, they became the giants, the giants became the grasshoppers. And right then and there, when it went from the area of the mind, renewed in the spirit of your mind, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So they no longer had a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And the energy force and the raw infusion of that biblical power transformed the precise electromagnetic frequency that they were resonating at. Okay, so what happened was, by their merely walking around They are now resonating with an entirely different electromagnetic frequency than before they began to believe God. So what happened is, before they even said a word to the enemy, the giants in the land were hit with a electromagnetic frequency shockwave that altered their consciousness. The giants in the land were slammed by an electromagnetic frequency shockwave, which caused them to alter their perception, and all of a sudden, they began to see themselves as giants, and they began to see the giants as grasshoppers. Now, the critical thing here is the fact that they changed their belief. When they changed their belief into faith, it recalibrated the electromagnetic frequency they were walking in. And that means they began to resonate at a different frequency. So they're walking around, but from their inner man and woman, they're now resonating on a mathematical level an entirely different frequency. And this frequency has so much power that it has the power to reconfigure the consciousness, the mindset, and the vibrational frequency of their body, soul, and spirit. So without saying a word, the very atmosphere of the battlefield reality that they were dealing with, that atmosphere was changed. It was changed because mathematically, they were now walking and thinking and operating in an entirely different resonant frequency than they were before. And so without saying a word, they won the battle. The giants began to be destroyed because they were exposed as weak grasshoppers. And they, who were accused of being weak grasshoppers, suddenly were reconfigured into mighty men of God who, because they were now operating in the proper resonant frequency, these mighty men of God were able to move into the environment of the giants, and these so-called giants were overwhelmed with the shockwave and power of a resonant frequency that reconfigured reality and made them, the giants and the mighty men of God and the warriors. And as such, they were able to conquer the land of Canaan and all the cities in Canaan. Now, here's one quick example. Joshua and Caleb go into the land of Canaan. They approach fortified cities like Jericho that are packed with Nephilim giants, strongholds packed with Nephilim giants. The armies of God and the musicians of God and the worship leaders of God are marching before the physical armies of God in every potential invasion of a Nephilim or Rephaim city. Okay? So, what caused them to drop the walls of the Nephilim Rephaim cities? What caused the Nephilim and the Rephaim to surrender and flee for their lives? What happened? What reconfigured the reality? Vibration is what reconfigured the reality. Or to use the old hippie words, vibes reconfigured the reality. So what happened was they did what God told them to in terms of the battle plan. They marched around these different cities seven times. a biblical number and a number from the book of Revelation. And they would have the worship leaders and the musicians march before the military armies. And they would blow the shofar and the trumpets and all kinds of musical instruments. And they would enter a mindset of celebration and faith before the Most High God. So this is what happened. Because they obeyed God and sent the musicians and worshipers first and began to walk in celebration and worship of the Most High God, and because they obeyed God and marched around such cities as Jericho seven times, this caused the resonant vibrational frequency of the children of God in Jericho, the walls of Jericho, as the children of Israel changed their music, the resonant frequency was changed. And as they worshiped God, the resonant frequency was changed. And so what happened was that their worship literally reconfigured their reality, which changed the resonant frequency, the vibration. And so when the resonant frequency or vibration was changed, the gates, the walls, the inner city, the outer city, the armies, it all started to vibrate violently. And it increased the intensity of its vibration violently until it hit a crescendo. And when it hit the crescendo, it then amassed enough force based on resonant vibrational frequency to shatter the strongholds in the invisible realm, to shatter the demonic powers in the invisible realm, and the enemies of God fled for their lives. The massive walls of Jericho vibrated, exploded, and collapsed. And then the psychological mindset of the Nephilim warriors and the Rephaim warriors exposed to this transformed resonant frequency, what happened was the vibration of the armies of the living God began to change from their internal being. They began to resonate at a different vibrational frequency. And their resonational frequency changed and was transformed. That caused an explosion in the invisible world or spiritual world, and they were vibrating at a completely different frequency, which reconfigured, which means it radically altered the physical reality by radically altering the resonant frequency. And the walls and towers and fortifications and chariots and armies collapsed and disintegrated, and Joshua and Caleb were victorious as they marched in that resonant frequency, and they took city after city and territory after territory inside Canaan that was formerly possessed by the Nephilim and Rephaim, and God's people won a massive, massive victory. Now, that same principle can be utilized and applied by God's people today. God is no respecter of persons. This is what happened with Jonathan Edwards and Charles Finney. In their preaching, they ended up changing the resonant frequency and the vibrational frequency of America, and especially the pockets of hell and wickedness. So the vibration in the preachers, in the churches, in the Christians was radically changed. Their resonant frequency was radically changed. And as their resonant frequency radically changed, it shattered the strongholds of hell that were dominating and blocking revival from exploding across the United States of America. But God's people prevailed. They laid hold of God. They prayed to God. They came together as one. And when they came together as one, they released the exact mathematical configuration of the resonant frequency upon America and upon the children of God in America. And America was birthed from the foundation of a resonant frequency that was vibrating in tune with God. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I hope you were able to catch the last 10 minutes or so of this message. And we may have to split it up into two portions because I want you to hear the entirety of this message. The fate of our nation and the fate of your life depends on it. I need you to join with me. And we are going to move forward, changing the atmosphere with worship and praise and evangelism. And we are going to take down the Nephilim frequencies, if you will. I'm asking you to join us by being an intercessory prayer warrior. I'm asking you to join us by helping us do an end run around the big tech companies. And I'm asking you to join us by seeking God like a little child. And whatever God tells you to give financially, then give. When we enter into the joy of his rest, when we enter into the joy of the Lord, what starts to happen on a subatomic level is that every molecule, every microscopic particle or subatomic particle in our beings begins to resonate with the triumphant resonant frequency of Jesus Christ. And that triumphant resonance of the triumphant frequency of Jesus Christ begins to take a hold of us. And then it begins to move outward, reconfiguring our reality. It's right then and there. We have moved into it, perhaps without knowing it. We have moved into a dimension of miracles, of provision, of the Red Sea parting, of Lazarus coming forth, of ministries that seem frozen in not flourishing. When you enter the proper resonant frequency, all of a sudden, everything that you've been doing for Christ that may be stuck becomes unstuck. Becomes unstuck because you made that baby-like, childlike decision of faith to enter his resonant frequency. And when you begin to move in that vibrational pattern, it transforms everything by releasing, based on quantum physics, by releasing on a subatomic level, on a molecular level, the life force of God, the energy of God, the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, power from on high. It all begins to be released. And when it's released, it always reconfigures or transforms the multiple different aspects of the reality all around us. That's awesome. That's wondrous. And that's beautiful. And that's majestic. And that's hopeful. And that's what Christianity is all about. Jesus Christ was killed, but then he resurrected from the dead. I want to encourage you, make sure you hear the second half of this message, and I want to encourage you, when you're in the boat with the other disciples, and we've all been there, and you see Jesus coming at you from the distance, walking on the water, and you start to freak out in your natural mind, and you start to move into a resonant frequency of unbelief and fear, because you're saying in your natural mind, what Jesus is doing can't happen. What Jesus is doing is impossible. This is impossible. What you're doing is you're inadvertently entering a negative resonant frequency that blocks the miracles of God. You see Jesus coming towards you when you're in that boat and he's walking on the water and he's not drowning. He's got a big smile on his face. And you know, and you talk to the other disciples and you know that you know that you know that he really is walking on the water. Then you know that you have seen a miraculous event that reconfigures reality. And the joy of the Lord begins to fill every part of your inner man. The joy of the Lord begins to fill you. And then, after the joy of the Lord begins to fill you, the rivers of living water begin to flow out of you. And as the rivers of living water begin to flow out of you, vibrating at the proper resonant frequency, you are bathed, you are baptized in the purity and the power of the holy water of God, which is the rivers of living water flowing freely in heaven from under the throne room of God. And everywhere this resonant frequency water begins to flow, people are healed, death is done away with, the life force is replenished, joy comes back, the land becomes fertile. When you sowed and reaped nothing, now you'll look again and you will have seen that you have sowed and you have reaped much. This is so wonderful. It's so beautiful. Why is all this happening? Because this time, the verse about you, they went out and sowed in tears and grief and sorrow. But after they finished sowing in tears and grief and sorrow, they came back because they had sowed in joy. And when they sowed in joy, they sowed in the proper resonant frequency, and the land became fertile, and the seeds that were planted in the resonant frequency soil nourished the seeds, and the seeds birthed a tremendous harvest of food, like wheat and fruit and vegetables and all kinds of living food and nourishment to keep God's people alive and healthy, COVID or no COVID. COVID or no COVID. And then finally, I'm not against doctors. I'm not telling you what to do. You need to see a doctor, see a doctor. Just to make sure you get both sides of the opinion. Get both sides of the opinion. Don't be lazy. But how you walk in victory during a time of COVID, how you walk in victory is you walk in the right resonant frequency. That means on a molecular level, you're vibrating at the healing vibration, body, soul, and spirit. And when you're walking in the right resonant frequency, body, soul, and spirit, that causes your body to vibrate at such a resonant frequency that it maximizes your immune system, and it literally erects a force field of health in which disease and sickness cannot penetrate it. And then you walk around in the right resonant frequency, and that right electromagnetic frequency throws up a healing protective shield between you and a COVID virus or sickness or any other thing. You're supernaturally protected by a wall of living healing power. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. And then finally, when you walk in this proper resonant frequency, every cell, every molecule, your DNA, the electromagnetic life force that fills your biological, psychological, total being, that electromagnetic life force is what is giving you the power to see and hear and have your heart beat and fight off infections and cause your immune system to operate at the proper resonant frequency. I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you to do anything specific. But whatever you do, my brother and sister in Jesus Christ, make sure you've done your homework. Make sure you have researched thoroughly the positive and negatives of every decision. Just don't take somebody's word for it, including mine. Do your due diligence, and you'll be thankful. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.